listening to Broad Topics. Four diverse women, one big topic. Right here on LA Talk Radio.
We have a man in our studio. I know.
Hello,
to break into hives.
Oh, my God.
It's Paul Preston from the Movie Guys. Paul.
What's up, everybody? How are you?
Welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you here.
Good to be here. Thank you very much. I enjoyed actually waiting out in the lobby. You have a very eclectic book selection out there.
Oh.
Have you just looked at the bookcase out there?
I haven't.
I have. There's something...
Everything from like Son of Hamas, which looks like a very sober novel, to Howard Stern's Private Parts.
Yes.
It's all there.
Yeah.
I may come and just sit in the lobby next time and not even come in and come on the air.
Well,
soak up all the reading.
It's a little light reading to throw
good
in
stuff.
There for you.
Yeah.
You know, but most people out there, Paul, they don't read at all. They just watch movies. So what should they watch?
And they should watch movies. Well, let's see what people are watching. Actually, if we look at the top five films of last weekend, one of them is Rio at number five. Did you see Rio?
No.
Know what that is?
The bird? No.
The bird?
All offended at the animated movie.
The lizard.
It's about a bird.
The lizard? No, that's Donko.
Oh, the Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
No, that Johnny Depp was the lizard in Rango.
Rango
is a bird.
Rio Rango.
So confused.
They pretty much covered every genus and species possible at this point in animated movies, so you're right to not know which one this is.
All right.
It's about a bird who is a rare macaw, I believe, and in order to continue the species going, they take it down to Rio de Janeiro to mate. So it's about bird going to have sex in Rio.
I did that in college.
Yeah, most Rio movies are about that, too. Most Rio experiences are about that.
But his dilemma is he can't fly or something like that?
I believe so.
Why?
I believe. Like I saw it.
Domesticated.
The deal is.
Oh, he's got his wings clipped.
Yes.
Yeah, so then he deals with all of that, among other things.
I see.
In Rio. But the spring, not a movie guy's really favorite time of year.
Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty much just going through the doldrums of a bunch of stuff. I mean, the things I won't mention today include Hoodwinked 2.
Oh.
Anybody? No?
No.
Why? Soul Surfer. Prom. Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family.
No.
Far too many possessives for anyone to go. And Water for Elephants, which probably should have been bigger, but it probably should have come out in December if they really wanted it to be a prestige
project. I read that book. Was that a John Irving? Or
I
was
read that,
that
book, too.
If it's not an Oprah Book Club...
you haven't read it.
...thing, it really should be, because it's emulating one.
Is it Sarah Gruen or something like that?
Oh, if it is, I thought it was a John Irving. Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
I think it's somebody I haven't heard of.
Something depressing involving elephants and water. There
about
you go.
A circus.
Most things involving elephants and circuses are depressing. That's
a
true.
A circus in the Depression era. It was actually a really interesting story. Yeah.
Way to turn it around.
Yeah, okay.
I've not seen the movie.
I'll look for it in your bookcase.
Yeah.
Jumping the Broom was another movie that came in fourth last weekend.
That says something.
I didn't see it.
If that's coming in fourth, you know, like it's just a...
So
not a big movie time right now.
Right. That's that one jumped to fourth. That's a big deal.
Wow.
You know, it's a rich family, poor family come together because the kids are in love. Wedding movie, comedy. Basically, there's a lot of Hollywood poor on display, which means one family's just louder than the other.
And then
the comedy ensues.
Yeah.
Something Borrowed, if you like your wedding movies, there's no shortage of them this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
A movie that came out with... a guy that looks like Tom Cruise. I don't know the actual actor's name, but if you see the preview, the guy looks like Tom Cruise. We call him Fake Tom Cruise. Because it also stars fake Goldie Hawn, Kate Hudson.
Right.
Yes.
Oh.
And I believe Jennifer Goodwin plays a character of Rachel who is getting married. And if you've seen Rachel getting married, there's no need to see Something Borrowed. So, next movie.
It is wedding season, so.
It is. Well, Bridesmaids is coming up, too.
You can categorize
all the May movies in... into very simple categories. There's like two superhero movies, Thor and Priest. There's three wedding movies. There's three sequels, and then there's a bunch of indie films. They weren't really going too far out on a limb with these movies for May. But they know what people want in summertime, and one of them is Fast Five, the number two movie. Did you see Fast Five?
Really, number two?
Yeah, it was number one for a while.
It was number one last week. Yes.
Yeah.
This week though, a new film came out and took the number one spot. But if you like your hulking bald dudes, Fast Five is for you.
I generally do like that, but I don't like it when they talk.
Right, all that stuff ruins it.
It does take it down a notch for me.
Actually, there's not even a lot of driving in this one, which started the whole Fast and Furious franchise. It kind of just added that to a big action movie. So there's more jumping and shooting and yelling and
trailer,
screaming.
In the trailer, cars are just like falling from the air now. It's not even, they're not driving, they're just...
Yeah.
Which leads him to his next film.
And...
It's raining cars.
Yeah.
That'll be Cars 2. We'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll just jump. Maybe one of them commits suicide and just jumps off a building.
Aww.
Okay, sorry. But actually, Pixar is my favorite film. I shouldn't goof on Pixar. Right. But I will goof on Thor, the number one movie.
Yes, tell
Thor
us about
was
Thor.
Number one. It was okay. You know, the thing is, Marvel got us really spoiled with Iron Man, and that Robert Downey Jr. is the greatest, everybody loves him. So now to have a hero be that cool, because most of the time in a superhero movie, you're waiting for the normal guy to be the superhero. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get enough of the normal guy in Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr. could have been Iron Man could have been just Tony Stark.
Yeah.
The whole movie would have been a great movie.
Yep.
Then he turns into Iron Man, and it gets cool, too, and it's great. Thor, the guy who plays Thor, Chris Hemsworth, he's good. But I fully expected all the stuff about the gods to be really boring. Movies like Clash of the Titans set me up for something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the gods were actually pretty interesting. Very huge, and everything they said was very grand, mm-hmm. and the action was big in 3D. And then when they got to Earth, I got bored.
Really?
But Natalie Portman's in it, and she doesn't seem to get cast in much anything. So if you like her, you can go check that out.
I'm looking for a stretch to find her in something right now. Wow.
But the 3D is good if you like 3D.
Has this guy been anything else? The guy who plays Thor?
He's pretty good, but it's just tough, again, to match up against Tony Stark. He was in the opening scene of Star Trek. He played Kirk's dad.
Oh, right.
In a great scene and a great movie.
Yes. Now, with Thor, it's just the hammer? That's all he's got for superpowers? That's it? He's a god.
The hammer does more than you would think. You think, oh, he's going to hit people with a hammer until you learn all the things that it does.
Oh.
And it doesn't hurt to have a hammer.
Joan, did we not do the superhero show in which we discussed that Thor is the most powerful of all
we
the superheroes?
We did.
Because he's a god.
I know.
He doesn't even need a freaking hammer.
I know.
It's true. The only superhero is a god cast out from his native Asgard.
Yeah.
Most likely for making cracks about the name Asgard.
Oh.
But that's what that'll get you for being, you know, young and tenacious.
That's right.
As Thor was.
With a hammer.
And
but,
Odin cast him out.
But as a fan of superhero movies, I have no desire to go see this, so there's something wrong with me, I guess, that I have no...
the hot guy doesn't lure you in, though?
He's not hot. He doesn't, like you said, Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr., hot, but this guy, I don't know, maybe I don't go for that.
So you like him kind of drunk and messy?
I guess
Yeah, a little.
A little drug-addled.
He's very superhero-y to me, though. He's already a god, It's not like anyone on Earth he needs that admiration or anything like that.
But the nerdy guy would tell you
Batman
that once he is cast out, then he is no longer as powerful as he was when he was an Asgard. which is true. On Earth, he has to prove himself.
You are not the nerdy guy here, of course, but were you to channel a nerdy guy?
Of course.
Would you just bring one in?
I'm merely presenting the nerd character to you guys.
Thank you for presenting.
Exactly. But 3D is abundant in this film, and we like to think of 3D at the movie guys as auto-tune for movies. Because no one needs it, no one asks for it, and everybody loves it, and it shows up anyway, and you just have to deal with it.
Is it good 3D, though?
It is done well.
Not just raindrops and...
No, they're not poking you with sticks and all that. And last year, movies like The Last Airbender were shot and then...
Made
converted
it,
to 3D, and you could Clash of the Titans especially, you could literally lean to the side of your seat and see where the layers were in the 3D. This is pretty sharp.
Well,
in most of the sequences in Godland, or whatever you want to call it, Asgard, and they have great names. Jotunheim, I think, is where the Frost Giants live, where Thor starts a battle with the Frost Giants. I'm just really selling this one to the ladies.
Yeah.
Aren't I?
Yeah. then there's only two questions I have for you.
Yeah.
Does a giant hammer come flying out in 3D towards the audience?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
when he throws it at something, not at you. He doesn't just throw it at you. He is throwing it at something. You just happen to be in the way, and it's in 3D.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, good, because I want that. And then the second thing is, with all the good-looking men in this film, do any of them take their shirts off?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, there is big sort of Thor figuring out who he is on Earth and what his mission is.
Does he
shirtless.
Come down like in an egg, like Superman with no clothes
like
on?
Like Lady Gaga? No. his cape and his armor are converted to simple clothes that he lands on Earth in. And
they're
then
converted.
Later he takes his shirt off.
I don't want to jump the gun on superhero movies, but the next hot superhero I'm looking forward to is the Green Lantern. That's the one.
Yes.
Because that's Ryan
yes.
Reynolds, who's on my list.
Who's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying, ladies?
I, too, am looking forward to that. Once upon a time, I looked like Ryan Reynolds. Then he got super shredded for, Blade 2 or 3, Blade Trinity. Something nobody saw. And he got shredded for that. So that's commitment. To get shredded for a movie no one's going to see.
Like
Christian Bale losing weight for The Machinist.
Right.
Nobody saw that.
Mm-mm.
The guy dropped 60 pounds. But he is... Now I no longer look like him. That's for sure. He is ripped.
You could go there. You could go there, Paul.
Something about the trailer for that movie, though, it looks like they CGI'd his body every time he's in the suit, and it bugs me. Like, just looking at the trailer, I'm like, what did they do?
Bothers me, too, especially when a guy gets that shredded.
Yeah.
And then you're going to crap all over it by just drawing a suit on him. The guy looks great. Let the guy look great. Chris Hemsworth, this Thor, looks great.
Yeah, I don't understand what the reasoning, unless he was pregnant or something, they were just trying to, you know.
There must be a lot of things a suit can do that we don't know about.
Well, I'm sort of fascinated, and we do have to wrap this up here, but I am a little bit fascinated by the fact that he has a clothing converter, because I think that that would come in very handy for a multitude of reasons. Right? Ooh. If you came in and you were like, I need to change this from my dowdy sweatpants to something glamorous, clothing converter. Whoopsh.
Yep, that's what the ring does. Well, that's why a lot of people give Green Lantern grief. Again, to speak to you from Nerdland, the ring can do so much. People say, well, what sort of power is that? The guy, the ring, the cosmic ring he has, does everything. He doesn't have to do much. So we'll see if the ring gives him a new pair of pants or what.
That sounds good to me. Awesome.
Yeah, you'd love just like to see him change in the new pair of pants.
I'm strictly watching it for the Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I'm kind of in love with him, too. And we are in love with you, too, Paul Preston. Thank you for joining us. Tell us how people find the full version of The Movie Guys, and tell everybody just what it is.
TheMovieGuys.net. It's one-stop shopping for news, reviews, and comedy all about movies. If you watch movie trailers, you're better off watching our previews. We do a movie preview every week about what's coming out in theaters. We don't give as much away, and we're funnier. So you can find us on iTunes. Just search The Movie Guys. TheMovieGuys.net, as I said, is the place to go for the reviews. And the podcast is also on there because we're on YouTube as well, and we embed the videos at TheMovieGuys.net. And we have a live show. We just had one last week. Once a month, we expand all the crazy stuff we come up with for the podcast into sketches on stage. So we're at the Second City in Hollywood, and we'll be back there again June 2nd.
Fun.
Sweet. Yeah. Cool. Well, will you come back? Can we have some more movie reviews coming up in a week or two?
Oh, yes. We barely touched on the sequels, so we'll talk about those
please.
Next time.
Oh, please. Yes.
Pirates 4, I think, and then Hangover 2, Kung Fu Panda 2. There's lots to talk about.
Scream
Absolutely.
4.
Yeah.
Scream 4 came out. Yeah, it tanked, too.
Oh,
it was actually pretty good, but it tanked.
I actually wanted to see it, so I feel responsible that it tanked.
It's all your fault.
We'll show that at the Broad Topics Summer Camp. It'll be fun.
Yes.
Yes, do it.
Big hit with the kids.
That's right. We'll be counselors. All right. Well, thank you, Paul Preston. Movie Guys, check them out, everybody. We'll see you in a week or two. And everybody else, hang tight. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back here to talk about Jones' conspiracy theories on Broad Topics.
You're listening to Broad Topics, Ford vs. Women, one big topic, right here on LA Talk Radio.